Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chad and I are getting an update from Caliber Mining, traded on the TSX under the symbol CXB and on the OTCQX under the symbol CXBMF. We are chatting with the Vice President of Corporate Development, Ryan King. Now, Ryan, I want to start off with a news release that came out just yesterday, August 10th. It's drill results from the Eastern Borosi project. And the headline numbers here, very impressive results. 25 grams per ton gold over almost 10 meters and 39 grams per ton gold over 3 meters. Now, this is infill drilling, all working on moving this Eastern Borosi project into this hub and spoke model of production. Ryan, take us through these drill results, the high grade aspects of them, what it means for the big picture here of bringing this project, the Eastern Borosi project, in through the mill and into production.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me back on the show. And as we foreshadowed earlier in the year, all of the drilling activity that's been happening, and we continue to come out with drill results on a regular basis, whether it be from the Limon property, the Libertad property most recently, and then as of yesterday, we came out with the exciting Eastern Borosi high-grade drill results that confirm and are in line with our expectations, if not better. You know, so far, drilling on this property, these are the best drill results from the high-grade Guapinol shallow open pit resource. You know, that 25 grams over 10 meters, this is a very significant grade and widths right near surface. So this really does demonstrate to us that the Eastern Borosi projects, so there's several different vein systems within the overall 176 square kilometer land package, shallow near surface targets that we're going to be following up on. But also importantly is Caliber, before acquiring the gold production, we were advancing this project and have been operating in Nicaragua for 10 years. But on that, there's a number of drill results outside of these zones that, again, are shallow, high-grade results. For example, you know, southwest Riscos, about 500 meters to the south of the known resource, and less than 100 meters from surface, we've got a couple of holes into that zone, you know, 1.5 meters of 23 grams. So, you know, this looks like very prospective ground for not only making new discoveries, but expanding upon some of these high-grade lone drill holes that had not been followed up on. Another example is a target we call San Cristobal, which is a couple kilometers away from Guapinol, where we've got, you know, this high-grade resource, shallow open pit resource of currently it's 250,000 ounces at 12 grams. That's Guapinol. So a few kilometers away, we've got this other target where a lone drill hole runs 5.7 meters at 10.9 grams per ton gold. So this does look like a very prolific district. And it's exciting because, yes, we are advancing this as another satellite deposit or spoke that could feed into the Libertad mill. But when we take a step back and talking to our geologists, there's a very good potential. We could find multi-million ounces up there when you look at all of the exploration work that's been done and the limited amount of drilling that's been done. So pretty exciting opportunity for Caliber. But yeah, the initial focus would be to advance these high-grade zones. We know we've got reliable infrastructure there. We know that this strategy or this operating model works because we've now brought on Limon to Libertad. We're doing 1,000 tons a day. We know that, you know, advancing new ones like Pavón Norte, we've brought it through resource estimation, through permitting, and now mining and hauling from Pavón Norte, 300 kilometers away, that goes into our Libertad facility. So we've demonstrated this hub and spoke model works. Now we're working towards advancing the Eastern Borosi project.
Well, as you continue to drill out Eastern Borosi and keep proving the thesis on your hub and spoke strategy, what is the balance you're doing on drilling right now, Ryan, between infill drilling, which some of those high-grade hits were infill, and some of the more wildcat or discovery drilling? Because the last time we talked, you had a number of drill rigs on the surface, and you were drilling a number of meters. Just bring us up to speed overall on the exploration strategy of the company.
Yeah, that's a good question. And so, yeah, of course, Eastern Borosi, we've been doing a fair amount of infill drilling there to, you know, with an effort to work towards building the confidence of the classification of resources from inferred two measured or indicated, and then our goal is to get that towards a reserve classification, potentially as early as Q1, Q2 of next year. And so working through all the technical studies to do that. So we've just completed all of the infill drilling up at these initial vein sets at Eastern Borosi, the Guapinol, Vancouver, and Riscos. And now we're transitioning to step out, you know, on targets like that Southwest Riscos that I mentioned, you know, meter and a half of 23 grams, less than 100 meters from surface. It has potential that potentially that comes to surface. And there's a number of those other targets as well. So we'll do 7,000-8,000 meters of drilling outside of those main zones at the Eastern Borosi project. At the same time, we've got a rig turning at Pavón Norte, testing the southern extensions, as well as Pavón Central, which is a higher grade zone within the overall Pavón complex. We've got a rig, actually, I'm excited about this. We've got a rig turning at Limón. We've got high-grade open-pit reserves at Limón that feeds the Limón mill. It's mine-to-mill balance through that open pit. But on the northern end of that open-pit trend is a deposit called Tigra. Tigra is 100,000 ounces at 5.7 grams per ton gold open pit. We're now drilling underneath that in a long strike of that, which I think is going to be pretty exciting to see what those results come back like, because that has good potential to expand those resources on strike and down plunge. But also on that property at Limón, as your followers know, we're drilling and operating the Veda Nueva underground, the Pantheon underground. And Pantheon's exciting because we're starting commercial production there now. Just in July, we announced commercial production of Pantheon South, which is a high-grade vein system that we discovered last year. So in the course of a year, we've drilled it, advanced it, done underground development, and are now starting to hit the underground ore stopes. So getting into these reserve grades that are much higher grades. So very exciting to see the contribution that that's going to have in the second half of the year. But we're drilling extensions to Pantheon. We're drilling extensions to Veda Nueva and Atravesada. We've had success there. And then also at Libertad, we've got two rigs turning. Right now, where most of the rigs are focused on are two zones within a few kilometers of the mill. Right. And as you know, we've got a lot of material coming from Limón to Libertad, Pavón to Libertad. So trucking, you know, 200, 300 kilometers to feed that facility. But because of the work our exploration team has done is this new zone Tranca, which is having some good success, over 1.5 kilometers long of strike and still open. So some of the last results there included, I think it was 13.3 grams over 4.4 meters and 16 grams over 3 meters. So we are seeing potential there to gain, have shallow, it looks like pretty decent grade, open pit material that could feed into the Libertad facility and only a couple of kilometers away. And most recently, I think our most exciting zone on the Libertad property is this Volcan system, which we discovered. And I think the highlight hole was 11 grams over 5.4 meters, less than 75 meters from surface. So, you know, and that's, you know, wide open for expansion. So really good opportunities as we've been really focused, dedicated to drilling. I think in total at the moment, we've got 15 rigs moving. So a real opportunity to make new discoveries and expand resources. And that's where the focus has transitioned since completing our infill at EBP and some of the infill work we did earlier this year. So, a lot of it now, resource expansion and discovery drilling, which would continue on this year and into next year as well.
So Ryan, just give us a little summary here, because it sounds like there's a lot of exploration, a lot of drilling going on here, but the company is still generating some great cash flow from your operations. Before we get into the recent Q2 results, when it comes to the excess capacity still available at your mills and all this exploration and also de-risking of assets, it sounds like you have a pretty good handle on. What is the time frame here of bringing more feed into these mills and growing production?
Well, I mean, this year we guided 170 to 180,000 ounces of production. That's a 30% bump over 2020. And 2020, we exceeded expectations. We produced 136,000 ounces, beat the low end of our cost guidance. So really demonstrated and proved the concept of our hub and spoke model. We've been applying for a number of new mineral concessions along a very prolific belt that has yielded over 10 million ounces of gold in the ground or produced along the Western epithermal belt of Nicaragua. Now that we've proven this model, you know, from Q1 2020 to the end of the year last year, we got up to 1,000 tons from Limón to Libertad, and we're continuing that. This year, it was adding Pavón. We started the year at 350 ton a day Q1. We're up to 550 ton Q2. We're up to 770 tons in the month of July. So you can see that evolution increasing and higher grade material. Pavón's average grade is around 3.5 grams gold. So a higher grade contribution into the mill. And I can see the opportunity for adding new satellite deposits along this trend, but also, of course, Eastern Borosi. When we think about Eastern Borosi, we're a year ahead of where our expectations would have been. And the reason is because of the community consultation, the engagement, we've been able to acquire 95% of the land rights. So the surface rights we need. You need to own the surface rights before you can enter into the permitting process. So we had a goal of ourselves to enter the permitting process in 2023. Well, because of how quickly we've been able to secure those and advance those, you know, we're going to be in a position where the end of this year or early next year, we can submit permits. And when you look at the analogies to Pavón, you know, less than 18 months, I mean, we submitted permits for Pavón Norte in Q4 2019 and received the open pit approval to operate and develop Pavón Norte in August 2020. So if we see synergies there or analogies to Pavón Norte to EBP, we could be in a construction decision by, you know, the end of 2022. And potentially for very low capital, right? There's no mill needed. There's no tailings. There's some site infrastructure, slight road upgrading. You know, probably somewhere to get this Guapinol high grade into a truck and onto the road and down to Libertad. Probably in the range of between $7 and $10 million to start our initial operation up there. Now we're going through all the technical studies to do that. And of course, we have to go through the permitting process, which can never be guaranteed. I mean, there is a timeline that we adhere to with all the work that needs to be done. We're tracking well for that. So, you know, you look at what we've demonstrated and then where we're going. I think you can quickly draw analogies to what could be for 2023 and what could be our lowest cost, highest grade satellite deposit. Feeding into the Libertad facility. And then, you know, you take a step back and there's a great slide in our corporate presentation, which I would encourage your followers to take a look at, is it's called the Libertad Mill Utilization Opportunity. And that's, you know, today we're running somewhere between 50-60% of the Libertad Mill, you know, and this year through Libertad, we'll do, you know, the goal and guidance. We don't break it down per mill. We just consolidate everything. But if you look at that, you think, okay, about 110 to 120,000 ounces through the Libertad facility at about 3 grams, 3.5 gram gold thereabouts. If we were to do 75% utilization at that grade profile, 3 grams, you'd be about 150,000 ounces or 100 utilization at the 2.2 million tons of throughput a year. You're at 200,000 ounces. From the Libertad operation alone, then you've got 50, 60,000 ounces from Limón. So there's some real torque here, an opportunity to grow the production profile by bringing on new satellite deposits. And I'm giving you a 3 gram head grade profile. Our reserve grade is 4.4 grams per ton gold. So if you were to get up into that range, you're talking, you know, 240 to 260 at 100% utilization at 4 grams at Libertad plus Limón at 50 to 60,000 ounces. And remember, you know, this is infrastructure in place. No big, large mill infrastructure or tailings infrastructure capital required to get us to those next levels. Yes, there'll be drilling, there'll be permitting, there'll be land rights, there'll be things like that, which require capital, of course, to get you there. But the return on invested capital here is very significant. And that's the great opportunity for Caliber. And of course, part of the reason why we have the exploration drill rigs going like crazy. And but more importantly, we do see very good opportunities at all of these targets, as evidenced by the drill results we've been putting out.
Yeah, clearly the high grade drill results, that has to draw some people in. Oh, you guys have shown that you're able to move projects forward in a fast manner to build on that hub and spoke model. Let's look back a little bit then on the Q2 operational results, because those were very strong. Gold production of a little over 43,000 ounces. Cash generated from operating activities, almost $30 million. Cash on hand grew up to $66 million as at that quarter end, June 30th. Overall, another strong quarter for the company. Where do you want to focus everybody in terms of the operational side? Again, understanding that there's a lot of growth that still can come from operations in the next couple of years.
Yeah, you hit all the numbers there, Corey, which is bang on. And year to date, in terms of our gold production, we're right around 90,000 ounces. So aiming towards the high end of our production profile for the year, which, again, the guidance was 170,000 to 180,000 ounces. But also important to note is we're at 1,156 year to date, all in sustaining costs, which is, you know, year to date is at the high end of our guidance. It's over the high end of our guidance, but it's actually within 2% of our internal budget. So when you glean what I glean from that is that, and what we've told the market publicly in disclosure is that H1, the first half of 2021, was going to be a higher cost period. Quarter over quarter production, generally constant. The second half of the year, we anticipate to slow down on growth capital. We anticipate lower total cash costs and all-in sustaining costs because of the development work we did in H1. As well, we anticipate, as I just mentioned, July, we announced commercial production in the Pantheon South high-grade underground deposit, which will lead to additional higher-grade contributions there, as well as at Le Mans Central, the large high-grade open pit. We're going to see increases in grade profile in the second half of the year. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that comes together. The fourth quarter is anticipated to be our highest production quarter and lowest costs. And so guidance didn't change in terms of all-in sustaining costs or total cash costs. And I would anticipate we continue to self-fund and reinvest in exploration and add cash to our balance sheet, as we've been doing quarter over quarter for seven quarters.
Ryan, that brings up a good point. I was going to have you quickly review, what is the cash position of the company? I believe you're still debt-free, but you're piling up the cash as you're continuing to ramp up your throughput and the grade is continuing to ramp up. What is the cash position to keep funding the exploration? And what do you think the capital spend would be through the balance of the year?
So we actually increased exploration budgets for the year just this last week. We went from 14 to 17 was the original guidance, $1 million on exploration, to 17 to $19 million. And again, a part of that is the additional exploration work we're doing up at the Eastern Borosi project with all of the drilling. I think we've had 6-7 rigs operating up there over the last number of months. So a portion of it was that. And a portion of it was just keeping the rigs on a number of these targets that we're having some success on. In addition to that would be the increase in growth capital. We were additionally, I think our original guidance was $35 to $40 million on growth. And now we've bumped that up to $45 to $50 because of the pace in which we've been advancing Eastern Borosi. You know, again, we started advancing this in February. We didn't expect to have this quick of a pace in terms of land acquisitions, technical studies, all the drilling work that we're doing, et cetera. And so that's very positive for Caliber and our shareholders, because we would anticipate to be bringing that, you know, if all goes well and we hit the milestones and everything goes according to the plan, we would anticipate bringing Eastern Borosi into the production profile quicker than originally anticipated. So, you know, and as we advance this strategy, as we advance new deposits to come online, it's all self-funded, you know, and we're adding cash quarter over quarter to our balance sheet. I think, you know, last quarter we were up $8 million in cash to $66 million, previous quarter, roughly the same. And I would anticipate, you know, assuming, between a $1,750 and an $1,800 gold price that will continue to operate very good operating cash flow, self-fund everything, and add cash to our balance sheet. So, it's looking really bright in terms of production, in terms of costs, in terms of adding new exciting deposits to the profile, as well as all of the drilling work that's happening. So pretty excited about the future.
All right, Ryan, appreciate the update here. A lot going on still at Calibre Mining. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Calibre Mining. We will be following up as more news hits the market. Ryan, thanks again for your time, buddy. Keep us up to date on future news.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.